How long did you actually serve with the ACLU?
Oh, I started in Massachusetts as a staff lawyer in the early 1980s, and I was a sort of generalist. I didn't work on all that many First Amendment cases, actually, but there was a lot of employment discrimination, sex discrimination cases. There were quite a few police brutality cases, police misconduct cases, often including brutality, and often with a racial element to them. So a wide variety of work at the ACLU when I was a baby lawyer in Boston. And then eventually in the early 90s, I came to the national office of the organization in New York, which was starting a project, had gotten some funding to work on the issue of art censorship. And this was in the culture war days when people in Congress like Senator Jesse Helms were standing up in front of Congress and attacking this little tiny, relatively federal agency called the National Endowment for the Arts, because they had given small amounts of money to the two incidents that set off this culture war against the National Endowment were a small grant to a museum that was putting together a retrospective exhibition of the works of the photographer Robert Mapplethorpe, and most of his works are quite beautiful nudes or flowers, but there is the X portfolio of Robert Mapplethorpe, which had some shocking images of leather-clad, gay S&M practitioners. So a little bit of taxpayers' money going to the showing of these shocking photographs. And the other one was an artist named Andre Serrano, who did and still does a lot of photography with bodily fluids. And there was the famous, really quite beautiful photograph called Piss Christ, which you would not have known was a crucifix immersed in urine and without the name. But this outraged Mapplethorpe, outraged Helms, and a lot of other people in Congress because of the sexual content, and Piss Christ outraged them because they said it was blasphemous. Now, in our country, we don't have blasphemy laws. They would violate the First Amendment. But this was a question of government funding. So the argument was, they can do whatever they want, but not with the taxpayers' money. Of course, that's an argument that has a lot of flaws in it, but it certainly carried a lot of popular resonance. So here we are in 1991, and the ACLU gets a little foundation grant to hire somebody to work on art censorship cases. And so I did that at the National ACLU office for about 8 years.
And that's probably part of your book, Sex, Sin, and Blasphemy, A Guide to America's Censorship Wars. That's aftermath of that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that book was based on a lot of the work I had done at the Art Censorship Project. And then after I left the ACLU, I did another one called Not in Front of the Children, which really focuses on the argument which I came to recognize is almost universal in censorship controversies. We need this law because the children might be harmed. And the main targets tend to be sex and violence, sexual and violent content. But we do periodically see, as we've been discussing, attempts to repress political dissent as well.